Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome again. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome. It seems like it's been a while since I talked to you guys last, and, I've just been doing so much. So many different things, and I haven't been neglecting the show, but I just haven't been able to do it. and my time has been just held up. And but you know, I'm ready today, and I hopefully I'll be able to hang on, move forward, and be up on the show day after day after day. I try, okay? But it's just sometimes, you know, things just get real, real iffy for me. And sometimes I can't do the show. But you guys understand. Now, today's weather right now is 82 degrees and sunshine in the ATL. Looking at a low tonight of 60. High tomorrow of 81, low 60. High on Thursday of 80 and 62. High on Friday of 80 and 65. So that's your weather. And excuse me. And today's, today's word of the day is Bunausik. Bunausik. B-A-N-A-U-S-I-C. Bunausik. Bunausik is an adjective, and it means relating to or concerned with earning a living or used. So relating to earning a living or concerned with earning a living. That's Bunausik. Bunausik. That's a good word. I think I'm going to try to slide that in my vocabulary. Bunausik. Okay? Bunausik. All right. So, again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. Now, today's show is being sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. And again, welcome to the show. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen to the show live, or you can call in and you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the air to give your comments or opinions. Again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. And welcome. Let's see, I'm trying to do 7 things at once right here, and I'm sorry. Let's do this. Let's see. How about a quick song real quick, and I'll get back to you guys. Give me 1 minute, guys. Thank you.
This my new shoe. I'm the black bitchy bitch with the roof missing. If it don't make dollars, don't make sense. Z, wake up like I gotta get it. And I got an engine for a trunk space. I get money 3 ways. 3 ways, 7 different formats. Plus she's no oblate, but I make that walk with some cheesecake. Yeah, I'm the coldest mirror I see. Looking in the mirror like I wish I can be me. She too into me, I'm more into money. My hobbies are body, that's my lobby. I'ma eat it. I don't lie, I'm a dude, super seated. I told her she my wife for the weekend. But don't be acting like I need you, cause we poppin' like, yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like, I'm in the rose, you don't roll right. My chain shine brighter than a strobe light. I'm tryna Coco, this don't concern ice. If I motorboat, she gon' motorbike. I ain't worried about nothing. Rehabilitation, just have me worried about money. Decision making, only worried about stunning. She worried about me, her nigga worried about cussing. I wanna see her body, body. Then she said, get inside of me. I wanna feel you, baby. Just bring the animal right out of me. When I go down on her, now we fucking, she thuggin', getting loud.
Cause we poppin' like,
hey, all my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like, hey, I'ma take her out down. She bring her friend around, so I'm both like, hey, I'm a bougie era, let the roof at home.
We poppin' like,
hey,
we poppin'
like,
alright.
Like, now I can spot your. From a mile away, Valentine and every it's a holiday.
You losing money, I win meals. Dr. J, she gon' follow my lead. Thomas says,
paper, paper, I'm riding scrapers in California. Car smell like ammonia, we got that stank on us.
Never been an outcast, that stank on ya. From the ghetto, but my like Catalonia.
We in the hood, tatted like a Mexican. Car too fast, give a fuck about pedestrians.
And my section left with more lesbians.
Got your beer, something new.
Yeah, we popping like, yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like, hey,
yeah.
I'ma take her out down, she bring her friend around, so I'm both like, hey, yo. I'm a bougie era, let the roof at home. We vibin' like, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey. But don't be actin' like I need you.
Yeah, it's that fly shit. King Stoney, drop top.
So hey, thanks guys for hanging on and it looks like again, like I said, I'm trying to do 15 things at once but I'm good to go. I'm ready to get it going and here we go. Now, one thing I wanted to say before I get into today's topic is that, you know, I don't know if you guys have been watching the presidential debate, but this guy Trump, he's an idiot. I mean, when you think about the things that he says and the way he looks, I mean, it's just, it would be, I'm going to say this, it would be a huge, gigantic downgrade if Trump were to win the presidency. A tremendous downgrade, a huge downgrade from Obama, from Bush, from a lot of different presidents over the past years. It would be a huge downgrade. I mean, Bush is not as stupid as Trump. Trump has no idea what's going on. And I believe that, you know, I don't think he's going to win this election. But I believe that once the election is over or he comes out and does his, not forgiveness speech, but what do you call it? He does his loser's speech, okay? And he does his loser's speech. He's going to say, congratulations to Hillary Clinton. I hope she has great luck in the White House or whatever. But I was only in this race to open the American public's eyes. I was only here to help these other people realize that somebody else could actually get here and do what I did. I think that's what he's going to do. Because he doesn't want this position. Y'all with me? He just wants the president to do some things that he'd like to have happen in America. That's all this is. Okay? That's all this is. He doesn't want to have this office. You know? And I'm like, even if he does win it, I believe he's going to go about a year and then he's going to say, I'm out of here. I don't even want this. See, I think that's how stupid things are going right now in the Republican Party and Republican politics. But enough of that. Also in the news, I don't know if you, you know, been hearing about people getting, well, let's put it like this. I have family that lives what they call in a nice neighborhood, okay? And someone in their neighborhood got up the other morning and their car was on bricks. Car on bricks. Someone came in their driveway, stole all the wheels and tires off of their car. And no one knew anything about it. That's how good a neighborhood that is. But, you know, hey, I guess that could happen anywhere. But you don't usually hear about things like that happening in some of these, you know, nicer neighborhoods. But hey, things happen, right? Now, today's episode is entitled, and the call-in number, guys, is 818-301-5834. You can call into the show, listen live from your cell phone or from your landline at home, or you can go online and listen live as well at blogtalkradio.com/The Frank Williams Show and listen to the show. And if you'd like to make a comment or an opinion, you can just press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the air. Today's episode is entitled, What Type of Bump in the Road Makes Your Gun Fire? What type of bump in the road makes your gun fire? So I want to discuss the recent shooting of a woman by her husband. I know you say, Frank, that's crazy. But I don't know if you've heard it in the news in Atlanta, here in Atlanta. A husband, wife, and a friend, I guess. A friend was driving. And they were in somewhere in downtown, I guess. And they say, the husband says that they were to their car when they stopped at a stoplight, I guess. Now, if you're in downtown Atlanta, I don't know about that. I mean, I'm sure that's happened before. But it's really according to what part of Atlanta, of downtown Atlanta that you're in, where people come up to your car maybe asking for money. I don't know. But the story was that several people came up to the car. And supposedly that made him nervous, the husband in the back seat. He asked the wife to, you know, pull his out of the glove box and give it to him. She pulls it out the glove box because she's in the front seat. She pulls it out the glove box, give it to him, and he says he's riding with the gun in his lap, and they hit a bump in the road, and the gun fired. The gun went off. Shot through the seat and into his wife's back. This is the kicker. I don't know about you, but if, okay, and I say that word lightly, but if is a huge word. If I was, and knock on wood, I never, ever, hope that this happens to any of you guys. But if that would have happened to me, if I had been the one that gun went off and it shot my wife in the back, where's the nearest hospital that we can get her to? Now, they didn't call 911. They didn't go to the nearest hospital. There was supposedly, I think, if I have the story right, that there were four hospitals around them that they could have made it to before they got to the one that they decided to go to, which was Emory Hospital. Now, you can say what you want about Grady Hospital and these other hospitals all you want, but Grady is one of the best trauma hospitals in the whole United States. Yeah, Grady downtown in the Grady Curve, that Grady Hospital that's been down there forever, you would think, that where I was born, where a lot of native Atlantans were born, Grady Hospital. Okay? They have the number one burn unit in the United States. And they have one of the best trauma emergency units in the United States. And you downtown, man, you gotta find your way to Grady. Now, I can understand not calling 911 at that time. I wouldn't have called 911. I would have driven right. I would have had my friend drive as fast as we could to the nearest hospital, which was Grady. Got to Grady, got out, and say, my gun accidentally went off and shot my wife in the back. We need help now. They would have ran out, got your wife out of the car, taken her in, and handled her. But because you drive past all these hospitals to get to Emory, okay, didn't call 911, didn't go to the nearest hospital, your wife died from that gunshot wound. Now, was it an accident? I don't know. But I don't know any gun that would go off sitting in the car on a person's lap, sitting in the car, and you hit a bump, and pow, the gun fires. I would probably be more up to believing him if he had said, you know, this guy came up to the car. I don't know if he was high, drunk, on something or what, but he came up to the car, stuck his hand in the car like he was trying to drive the car, asking us for money, reaching for my wife's purse. Excuse me. Reaching for my wife's purse. And we drove off. Now, if that had happened, and you know you got your piece in the glove box, then you say, hey, baby, give me that gun. So, that's what I'm saying. Is that if you were sitting there, somebody had reached in the car trying to take your wife's purse or something like that, trying to get some money, then I'd be more apt to believe you. Then I'd be more apt to you saying that I was sitting in the, I told my wife, give me my gun. And I was sitting in the back seat with my pistol, waiting on someone else to try something. I had my finger on the trigger. And I'm sitting in the back seat with my hands on my knee, on my thighs and the gun in my hand, finger on the trigger, waiting for somebody to try something, and we hit a bump and bang, my finger hit the trigger and the gun went off. I'd be more apt to believe in that story than what they're saying or than what he's saying. He didn't pull the trigger, the gun just went off. Okay? And I don't think the police believe his story. I certainly don't. Okay? I don't believe his story. This guy done shot his wife in the back. And while they're driving around town trying to get to Emory Hospital, she's dying. You know, you're driving to another hospital. You're not calling 911. You're not going to the nearest hospital. What do you think? You just grazed her leg? Man, she's sitting in the passenger seat. You're sitting in the back seat. The bullet goes through the seat into her back. Wow, you have to think that she's really hurt. And I believe that if they had acted quickly and gotten her to a nearby hospital like Grady, she'd be alive today. She'd be alive today. But because you didn't, now you'll probably be the one who goes to jail, goes to prison for the murder of your wife. They're going to call it murder. They can't call it manslaughter. They're going to call it murder. Okay? Manslaughter is the act of, you know, killing someone with the intent of causing physical harm. You know, you may not have been wanting to kill someone, but you wanted to cause physical harm, and you killed them from the physical harm that you did to them. That's manslaughter. To cause physical harm that results in death. That's manslaughter. Now, murder is just flat out, you know, hey, your intentions are to murder someone, to kill them. Not to hurt them, but your intentions are to kill someone. And I don't know what his wife did or, you know, what they had been gone through or whatever. But she's dead. And he's not in jail. The police let him off today. But they're still investigating. So now the friend who was driving the car has to have a corroborating story. He has to have a corroborating story. And you know, we hope they've talked. But the police get you in that little room, man, with no music, no nothing, just you and him or you and them, and they drilling you and asking questions and telling you that if you don't do the right thing or whatever, you're going to go to jail for a long time. You start to think that, hey, I'm not going to keep helping run right here. I'm going to tell the police what I know. Okay? Tell the police what I know. and y'all figure it out from there. I didn't pull the trigger. The gun wasn't in my possession when it went off and shot the wife. I was driving the car. And I drove the car to where he thought we should go. So the friend will probably be okay if he gets in there and tell the truth. Get in there and tell the truth. All right? For her sake, you as a friend, get in there and tell the truth. Hey, guys, that's all the time I have today. Thank you for listening in. And again, I'm sorry for the few days that I haven't been on the show. I've had time constraints, and I just haven't been able to get on the show in time. But join me tomorrow, same place, same time, 6:30 p.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. And guys, take care of yourselves. Take care of your families. And stay out of trouble. Keep your nose clean, so to speak. Okay? Keep your nose clean. And things should work out fine. Let's get to Friday. Take care of yourselves, guys. It's Frank. I'm over. And I'm out. See ya.